Don't go changing to try and please me.
Don't go changing.
By the way,
speaking of just the way we are, we've got clothes on now, right?
We do. We have clothes on. This is a clothes podcast. We're going to have to clarify that for the history of every podcast now from here on out. That's just what people are going to be like, did you do that with your clothes on? And I'm just going to say no. We only podcast nude. No, we're wearing clothes. Very, very, very thick layers of clothing.
White clothed.
It's freezing, but not as cold as it is in New York. Whoa, segue! We're going to discuss the Pinstripe Bowl. The Billy Joel of bowls. It really should be. I like Billy Joel because Billy Joel always names his songs the most obvious things.
Oh, I thought you meant because Syracuse is about to go careening into a tree. Topical!
Because they too had a disastrous marriage to Greg Robinson. But you know what? That's all past us now. I think Syracuse is so much more an interesting story in this game. And that's why we're going to focus on them and on New York. And on the side of this, because it is in a baseball stadium, but fortunately, unlike
it's in a baseball stadium,
it is. But unlike some people, they managed to actually figure out how to hold a game in a baseball stadium without endangering the players.
Let's see if I can get through this podcast without getting angry emails accusing me of slandering the New York Yankees, like I did from Cubs fans after the Wrigley game. Because you know, as it turned out, that field was totally safe.
Yeah, you guys could have played there. Like, yeah, well, just because in baseball, you know, you don't actually exert yourself or run all that hard, right? You have to do this for baseball fans who are not football fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't understand that how fast you're going to be running on a go route into the end zone, right?
I swear to God, I talked to one guy last time. I'm like, you know, there's no room behind the end zone, right? And he's like, well, they can slow down. I'm like, well, what if they go out of the back of the end zone? He's like, well, they'll hit the pads and face palm.
Yeah, yeah. They managed to avoid that conundrum by choosing spacious Yankee Stadium.
Do we get two end zones in this one?
I think we get, you know what? It's New York. We get three.
Oh.
This is all part of, I now really want to attempt to play the three-way football game. With sort of a triangle.
Like Calvin ball?
Yeah, it's like Calvin ball, but with a triangular spoke. And there'll be end zones on either side, but you can go for the end zone in the middle, which will be worth like 11 points for a touchdown.
Mm.
Not 14. And we'll play it with,
The ball is always in play, like arena style. It can bounce off anything.
And the end zone in the middle, you'll have three extra defenders on each team that you can devote to defending that extra end zone, right? Since you have two end zones to defend at any time.
Can there be a multi-ball function where fans can throw objects into the stands that can be scored with?
No. But there will be fan-activated obstacles, right? Like things that pop up out of the field. I think we can work that in.
Okay.
Also, t-shirt cannons for everybody. I don't know what that means, but there need to be more t-shirt cannons in this world.
Those are so dangerous.
I know. I mean, somebody's going to get killed by one someday, and it'll be awesome.
No, have you ever had one shot at you at like a high school game from a very short distance where you shouldn't be using a t-shirt cannon? They're a menace.
They are a menace. I mean, if you really loaded up a t-shirt cannon with some spare metal and glass, you could do some damage.
Mm.
You know? This game, by the way, this game does feature Kansas State, who you're charged with discussing because I really didn't feel like talking about Bill Snyder football.
Well, they lost five times, so I sort of lost interest. But for a while there, they were on quite a tear through such stalwart teams as UCLA, Missouri State, Iowa State. Is it, well, I don't know if we can count Texas. Would it be weird to say that Kansas State's signature win this year was Central Florida?
If you're not counting Texas?
Well, we can't. Texas can go to a bowl game, unlike UCF.
I'm going
to
count it because they only threw the ball four times
game. That's true. They only threw the ball four times, and they won 39-14. You're right. That's got to count for something.
I know. Like, I see only throwing the ball four times. Baller as hell if you manage to win a game by only throwing the ball four times.
And the reason they're able to do that is because they have a massive, adorable running back named Daniel Thomas who just needs – 1 5-yard carry to crack 1,500 yards for the season. He's touched the ball, by the way, 276 times.
Yeah, I was looking up the pass run numbers for these teams, and the pass run numbers, I think they Kansas State passed the ball like 268 times. Or I'm sorry, they passed 268 times, and they ran the ball 518 times. I almost approve of this. It's almost so, because Lee, that's not uncommon if you run, say, a triple option attack, right? And everyone knows that's coming.
Right.
But if you run like whatever they run, I don't even really know how to describe. You'll have to just watch it, right? And you just decide that your passing game is so ineffective, fuck it. We're just going to run it 500 times on the season.
Fuck it. We're going shallow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much like the guy getting drunk on cherry cordials, right? Like, I'm not much of a drinker, but this works for me. Gonna take it. So there you go. Bill Snyder is the guy getting drunk on Di Serrano. The guy in the commercial actually thinks, yeah, I can drink that as a cocktail. He's that guy.
Who's the sultry bartender with the unnecessarily melon-colored lips?
I think that'd be Doug Maroney in this case.
Oh.
Just
mean-spirited, yeah. And accurate.
And accurate. He's so hot.
Speaking of which, segue! Syracuse Orange?
A sensuous team. A lovable little underdog of a team. And that's not patronizing them at all.
The angles of that Block S really rev my tractor.
They've been so bad for so long that to see them in a bowl game, I mean this, though the cockles of my heart are far from warm, cold and plated with nickel and iron, this really does make me happy to see Syracuse in a bowl game. Because
it's like seeing a dog walk on its hind legs.
It's adorable. You want to, you know what? Screw that.
It's like a picture of a cat dressed up as a librarian holding a bookmark.
This makes me so happy. It's actually one of those 1930s films of like a boxer with a cigarette in its mouth banging a fork on a table, right? Like, that's how happy this makes me. Syracuse coming in, they are also 7-5. They were a miserable 2-4 at home. If you look at their record, it's not exactly pretty. It doesn't. They lost some bad games. They lost to Washington. They lost to Washington. They lost to Pittsburgh 45-14 in the season that got Dave Wannstedt fired. They lost to UConn, but everyone did. No one's sure how. And Boston College. They lost to Boston College 16-7. But they did have. They did manage to win seven games. You know, they did manage to beat West Virginia. They did. They did manage of all things to make a bowl game. And you know what, Syracuse? That's enough, man. That's more than enough.
They lost to Louisville. I'm just pointing that out.
They did lose to Louisville. But yeah, Charlie Strong, baby! Sorry, it's...
They're strong, and then there's Army Strong, and then there's
Charlie Strong. That's their recruiting pitch. That's what it should be. No offense to the Army, but... And then just show a picture of Charlie Strong and his massive traps. Staring into the camera. I will say this, both teams are going to probably go heavy on the run due to the foul weather conditions. If one team does actually manage, if one team is real suited to get ahead and then hold that lead, it would be Kansas State, because if they get up, they're just going to start bleeding clock. But Syracuse is a bit more diversified. Ryan Nassib is a competent quarterback.
Is Ryan Nassib still there? Is
still,
that a thing?
Still there. He's in his ninth year of eligibility at Syracuse. By the way, we need a moment. We're just going to take a Billy Joel break. You just okay. The way
you are. Ryan Nassib, you're still rock and roll to me.
You are. Listen to that. So rich.
Do a little bang, girl. Some
new fashion. All right, Dan. I think that's enough Billy Joel break.
How much time can we fill with Billy Joel?
That much. And also by stating that one of the marvelous things about Billy Joel is his literalism, that if he wanted to write a song called about pressure, he just called it pressure. Like, Billy Joel was songs for the autistic, right? And for people who just, like, when you write a song called Stairway to Heaven, an autistic person is like, where is this stairway to heaven? Billy Joel would literally be writing about a stairway that went to heaven, right?
Yeah, the ground's crumbling.
Yeah, there's no ambiguity, right? It's still rock and roll to me. Is about the fact that it's still rock and roll to him. Every single thing is this very literal statement of fact, right?
Right.
There's no metaphor or simile whatsoever. Nope. We're past that. It's really kind of postmodern. There's no figurative language in a Billy Joel song. It's almost like, really, like the Talking Heads and Billy Joel, they're writing the same songs, and that they're just declarations of, you know, like, facts. I am afraid. The song about being afraid. Where were we? Oh, this game, as far as history, I can go ahead and give you the history of this game. There is none. Doop-a-doop.
How is that possible?
That's the first year.
She said, desperately trying to feign interest.
Oh, you know, no, here we you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
We could do another Billy Joel break in a minute or two if you want.
Bang a bang a ding a bang.
We could just let Captain Jack play for like the last we could actually make this like a
Oh wait, you know, we've left out a crucial joke, which is that we need to create some sort of drinking game, or set some sort of over under for how many times are we going to hear Manhattan, Kansas jokes, despite the fact that the new Yankee Stadium is not in Manhattan, New York.
Take a shot. Take a shot every time.
Nobody gets out alive. You are dead 14 minutes into this game. The teams have the same names. I'm pretty.
Not exactly the same, though, are they? Boop, shot. Shot.
Kansas is different from New York. Ah!
Everybody. Shots.
Here, we need one of the third member of our EDSBS triumvirate, Doug's grand pet plans, which is to adopt a parrot and just teach it facts from Wikipedia. This is the second college football game played at Yankee Stadium. Ah! How much more useful would that be than a greasy in the booth?
I think that's a push. It's definitely more pleasant than Craig James in the booth, which, what the hell? I'm sitting there watching the Armed Forces Bell Helicopter Bowl thinking, a respite from ESPN's constant promotion of Craig James. And here he is on the sidelines.
Hey, did you know that Craig James was the only guy that didn't get paid to go to SMU? Just ask him. No, really, ask him. No, really. Hey, where are you going? Hey, Eric Dickerson, the only other guy not to get paid to go to SMU.
Oh, God, yeah. But
exhausted.
Yeah, that's the other thing to know about this game as far as things to look for, really, besides the game, which should be passable. It should be a passable game. You know, they're two, I think, very evenly matched teams. I will say a very complimentary thing and say very well matched. But your announcing crew, Bob Wischusen, Brian Greasy, and Emin McEnany.
Yeah, who?
Yeah, I don't know if I could pick him out of a lineup. But boy, I'm pretty sure that's a Chinese name. Some form of Asian name, and Emin McEnany.
Yep, sounds Chinese.
So, yeah, he's Chinese, undoubtedly.
Clearly here to take our jobs, starting with the new era Pinstripe Bowl.
Gerbs!
Gerbs!